We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Good morning. By the dawn's early light, we have some sunshine in New York City. 38 degrees. The wind chill is 30. It's a little chilly out there. Craig Allen says partly cloudy, milder today with a high in the middle 50s. More than 1,000 people have now died of COVID-19 in New York City. Statewide in New York, confirmed coronavirus cases have topped 75,000. Mayor de Blasio is repeating his call for more help from the feds. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond joins us live with that story. Marla?
Yeah, Steve, already about 41,000 cases in the city, and the mayor says it's going to get a lot worse. He expects Sunday, April 5th, to be what he calls a demarcation line when things will go from bad to worse. He's spoken to the president, the defense secretary, and others in Washington.
What I asked very clearly last week was for military medical personnel to be deployed here from the permanent military and from the reserves. I had this conversation with all of them. I said specifically 1,000 nurses, 300 respiratory therapists, 150 doctors.
The city has gotten some reinforcements, the mayor noting that 135 additional ambulances and 270 paramedics have arrived to help the city's inundated 911 system. Social distancing appears to be having a positive effect, according to the mayor, but he has ordered the closure of 10 playgrounds where people were repeatedly breaking the rules. Reporting live, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Well, some Westchester County parks may be closed if people don't start spreading out a little. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is at Rye Playland this morning with that story. Sean?
Well, Steve, let's talk about social distancing, okay? And here's an example. This is a real example. On the boardwalk in Rye yesterday, my wife Erica, twin boys, David and Gavin, we were out. The boys were on skateboards. We were keeping our distance. We saw a mother and a daughter pushing a chubby bunny rabbit in a stroller. Now, who could resist that? Who wouldn't want to go right up to that little bunny rabbit? My boys, to their credit, they stayed back about 10 feet. Very proud of them. They got the message. They know what to do. Well, Westchester County Executive George Latimer says he's getting complaints that some people are getting a little too close.
I will close a park based on whether or not there is social distancing or not.
Now, Latimer does not want to close county parks, but he says people have to keep their distance. And here are some of the places where he's getting complaints. Kensico Dam Plaza, Ward Pound Ridge, and yes, right here at Playland Beach in Rye.
Our county police and our parks department officials have been told when they see those congregations to make sure they break them up.
Now, the weather's warming up. People want to get out and hit the links or the fairways. County golf courses, they are going to remain open. Latimer says golf is not a contact sport. It's very easy for golfers to keep their distance. Live in Rye, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
In New Jersey, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases jumped by more than 2,000 in one day.
The numbers continue to grow, but the message remains the same.
Stay at home before this hits home, like it has now for 267 of our families.
Governor Murphy says for the most part, people have been doing the right thing. From here on out, it's about increasing testing as they roll out more drive-through testing centers, and it's also about more federal help.
We need assistance for workers, small businesses, and flexible aid for states that have borne the brunt of this virus, and we certainly are at or near the top of that list.
He says he spoke twice already this week with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Congress should undo the SALT deduction cap to help New Jersey's middle-class homeowners.
As for those who are unemployed, they will start getting an extra $600 a week starting in early April as part of the emergency rescue bill that was passed by Congress. In New Jersey, Kevin Rincone, WCBS News Radio 880.
At least 267 people in New Jersey have died of COVID-19. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, first time we've really had a wind chill to talk about for a while.
In quite some time, and you can feel it because it's a northeast wind, and temperatures are in the upper 30s right now, 38 degrees, northeast winds, they're gusting to 20 miles per hour or so, so the wind chill is down around or a little below freezing. Yeah, you could feel it this morning, but on the other hand, there was a little bit of clearing yesterday afternoon through Connecticut and eastern Long Island, and that has been slowly, slowly pushing south right through the course of the night, and more of the area will see at least a partly sunny sky. It may not be all blue today and the nicest looking day, but at least partial sunshine, high 50 to 55. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low near 40, 30s in the suburbs. Tomorrow the sun will give way to clouds. They're coming back, 50 to 55. And they might even bring some rain for Thursday night into Friday morning, especially the eastern suburbs. And 40 to 45 Thursday night, Friday's high, up near 55. Right now in the city, we do have some sun, 38, humidity 67%. And again, the northeast wind has the wind chill down around 30.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.